Mark, disappointing in the end, but for a long period we were well in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. For, you know, a good 15, 16 overs, we were well in the game there and showed some really good skill levels, good commitment, and four of the last five overs of their innings, we, you know, we went in for around about 70-odd runs. So kind of the momentum was taken away from us and it went South Africa's way. But that's what we've learned today and that's what we've got to get right for the next game.
Well, what went wrong in those last few overs? What did you put it down there?
Well, you know, a little bit of inexperience, didn't execute our plans, didn't bowl the ball into the pitch. We'd spoken for a long period of time about that the pitch was starting to deteriorate and therefore we've got to make sure we bowl the ball in there. You know, we bowled a lot of loose free hits really, and at this level they get put away, and they get put away for six, not four, you know, and as you saw, they clear the ropes by some distance. So we were disappointed. However, there's some real shining lights in some of that performance today.
Yeah, the Amy Cannon bowled really well, and Lena Tice.
Yeah, absolutely. And all in their own way, they probably bowled three out of four good overs. You know, but at this level, it's got to be four out of four, otherwise you're going to get punished. You know, the captain bowled well. Richardson bowled well as the off spinner as well, up to the last over as well. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and the batting, Ismail just proved a wee bit too quick for some hard players.
Yeah, she's world class. She's world class. Got a bouncer, got a Yorker, got a, you know, she got a nippy delivery. And you know, on that wicket, when you need 8.5 and over, batters are trying to create some space to hit some boundaries, etc. And it just went against us today, unfortunately, in the second half. But Mary Waldron promoted up the order, did very, very well, put a bad ball away, and was very busy at the crease. And you know, Jenny Gray came in, and I know she didn't get half a dozen, but showed some good intent and some purpose. So the girls who come in have stood up, which is good for myself and Trent to see. And as you say, Canelia bowled nicely up front, and again, it was a fourth over that probably went the journey. So it's a harsh reality, but that's where we are at international cricket.
And there's still one game left, and we'll be looking for a big finish against Pakistan.
Yeah, absolutely. We're desperate to beat Pakistan, and you know, if we're really honest, that's our whole tournament's about, to come and challenge one of the bigger sides and then beat Pakistan and see where that takes us.